happy Monday, Freedom Force. So happy that you joined in with us tonight, and you will not be disappointed. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, you are going to want every single member from your team to be on this call. I know that a lot of people are in challenge parties, East Coast are just finishing up, Central Time Zone, Mountain Zones are just in the middle of parties, and West Coast, some of you guys may be driving on your way to parties. I know that we even have people out in the Hawaiian Islands that are hiding underneath their desks at work trying to catch this call tonight. Wherever you're calling from, we are so glad that you're here. Welcome to the Freedom Force Weekly Team Call. My name is Nate Ridgway. It's an honor to host you each and every week and to share the great stories of transformation that are taking place around the nation. We are here always to educate you, to equip you, to empower you, to inspire you onto that next level. And tonight, the stories that you're going to hear are absolutely going to inspire you. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, for those of you that don't know me, my name's Nate Ridgway, and prior to getting started promoting the challenge, I actually had been introduced to the challenge about a year and a half before I decided that this was going to be a significant part of my life, and I was going to add this to the journey of the Nate Ridgway existence. And my good friend, Mr. Brandon East, who is one of the leaders on our team, had introduced this opportunity to me about a year and a half ahead of time. And, you know, I kind of started using the products a little bit. I wasn't really committed to the challenge. But with some time, not even being consistent, I did notice that it began to lose some weight. A little later, I decided to start promoting the challenge. I got very serious about my challenge, and to date, I have lost 84 pounds. I was at a peak of 237 pounds and a 44-inch waist. I am now down to 100, and I think my most recent weigh-in after Thanksgiving, because I did indulge like many of you guys did, weighed in around 156 pounds. But once I get that Thanksgiving weight off, I'll be back down to my 153. And, guys, it's been an amazing ride. I've accomplished things that I never believed were possible. And I know that that's true for so many of you that are on this call tonight. I know that there are many of you who have already accomplished more than you believed was possible. And some of you that are on this call tonight have not yet accomplished all that you've hoped for, because you simply have not yet been able to believe for more. And tonight, I hope that this call is going to make an impact on you and your life and your believability to catapult you to that next level in your confidence of what it is that you are able to accomplish. Many times on this call, we focus on people who are achieving financial goals, people who are qualifying for the BMWs, people who have achieved bonus checks and that sort of a thing. Tonight, guys, we are going to be hearing from some people who have accomplished tremendous things on their challenge journey, and then we're going to hear a very special story tonight from a gentleman that I hope that every one of you that's on this call will get in front of your computer. If it's at all possible, try to be in front of your computer. Be logged on to Facebook, and I'm going to be driving you to a website here in just a little bit, and I'm going to tell you more about that. But first, what I would like to do is to reach out up to the state of, I believe it's Texas, or Lance, are you up in Oklahoma? Lance, are you with me tonight?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in Oklahoma.
Okay. Awesome, buddy. Thank you so much for coming on the call tonight. If you would, you know, just to get everybody familiar with you and your story and your journey, tell us a little bit about you prior to the challenge. You know, what was your life like? What did you do for a living? Just kind of catch us up to speed.
Okay. Well, currently I'm 41 years old, and I've been married to my wife for 21 years now, and high school sweethearts, and we grew up kind of in Southwest Kansas area. You know, all my life I was a little overweight. High school years I was between 275, 300 pounds. And, you know, really enjoyed playing sports and was really active in football. And about 5 years into the marriage, I just, some things were taking place with us, and difficulty in having children, things like that. And it just kind of was sent us into a little bit of a depression. And over about 15 and a half years, I had gained about 300 pounds. And so when I started
Wow.
this year,
I want to touch on that issue just for a moment of the depression, because it's a real thing, you know, isn't it? There's so many people out there right now that struggle with it every single day. There are different factors that lead to that depression, but it's a real thing. Talk a little bit about, you know, your struggle with that. You know, how did it make you feel on a day-to-day basis? What was your life like?
Well, it just seemed like, you know, everybody around us, a lot of our friends that were our age, you know, were, you know, not having problem conceiving. And so that was a lot of mine. And then my sister is 9 years younger than I am, and she's married. And then all of a sudden, you know, she's got two kids later. And it just, you know, I buried a lot of the pain and the sorrow and stuff like that into eating. And, you know, in hindsight, I really didn't see what I was doing. But, you know, I became less active. I took on a job that, where I didn't have to move a lot, you know, became sedentary and a lot of stuff. And, you know, that changed a lot of things for me and my wife.
Wow.
And,
if you don't mind sharing, what was your peak weight when you reached that point of, you know, it was just the top of the mountain and you were frustrated and ready to make change? What was your top weight, if you don't mind me asking?
It was 576, and that's where I started at.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, how did the challenge come into your life? What was it that happened, or who was it that introduced it to you?
Well, we have a friend that lives in Denver area, and her name is Christy Miranda, and she's friends with my sister on Facebook, and she had told my sister about the Visalus products, and you know, we knew that it was time to make a move in a healthy direction. And my sister shared it with, you know, my mom and dad and my wife and I and all of us. We just decided we're going to order and we're going to try it and stick with it at least the 90 days and see what happens. And so we started this year, January 19th is when we started. And like I said, I weighed 576. When I weighed in, I had a 77-inch waist, you know. It's stuff that, you know, some people can joke about, but to me, you know, a lot of things get said sometimes, and it's hurtful. And, you know, I just knew that I was at a point in my life I didn't want to be this way anymore.
Man, that's, first of all, I want to say how proud I am of you and to congratulate you for being willing to allow someone to reach into your life. I know that it's tough sometimes, you know, to have somebody to come and to talk to us about, you know, a point in our life, whether it's our weight or, you know, whatever else it is that someone may be dealing with. It's tough to have somebody to come in and to, you know, offer us a solution, because it can be hard for people to even reach out. You know, a lot of times they don't know what to say. And so I'm very proud of the person that introduced this to you guys, and super proud of you being willing to respond. Tell us what your results have been so far. What's happened for you guys?
Well, I started on the Shape Kit, and I was on the Shape Kit for about 6 months and just really stayed hooked up with it. And in the first 90 days, I had lost 67 pounds.
Wow.
And, no, I think that's 76. Sorry, I had that wrong. 76 pounds in the first 90 days. And then the second 90 days, I had lost another 33 pounds. And then as of October 17th was my last weigh-in. And at that time, I weighed 446, which was a total of 130 pounds lost in just a little under three challenges.
Wow. Wow. What an inspiration, Lance. I'm blown away. You know, my personal weight loss journey has been 84 pounds so far. And I don't know about you, but at the beginning, I couldn't even really believe for 30 pounds. it was tough for me just to believe for that much. What was it like for you on the front end, you know, just in your belief factor? I mean, was it something that you really believed that you could do, or was it something you were just kind of hoping might happen, or what was your mindset?
Well, you know, I had tried other things in the past, and I knew I could lose weight if I just stuck with something. And we've just found that, you know, there's such a variety you can do with the different shakes that you can make and create. I mean, virtually you can have a different shake twice a day for a year and not have the same one. And that's where you don't get burnt out, or at least I don't. And so that's helped me stay with it consistently.
That's awesome. So what's in the future for Lance? Where do you go from here? What's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal when I started was 300. And I wanted to get back down to what I weighed in high school, where I was really active. And, you know, if I can get down anywhere between 250 and 300, I'm going to, you know, feel real good about myself. And, you know, I just want to be active again. So when the time does come that we have children of our own, you know, I want to be around for them and be able to, you know, play with the child. So.
Well, buddy, I got to tell you this. I think that you can already feel good about yourself, and you can already be proud of your accomplishment. I am so proud of you. And I know that there are people on this call tonight that are being inspired right now hearing your story. And I want to say thank you, number one, for being willing to share your story and allowing it to touch the hearts of the people out there that need to hear it. Many people on this call need it personally. And some of them have people in their lives, their circle of influence, that they may be afraid to reach out to and to talk to. What advice would you give them when they're wanting to reach out and to talk to someone who needs this product, that needs it to change their life, but maybe they feel a little inhibited? What would you say to them?
You know, Nate, what I would say is find somebody that will be committed with you. That's what's really been impressed on me. You know, my wife and I are both doing it, and she encourages me at times when you know, I'm down a little bit, and I try and do the same for her. And, you know, we really have a great friend in Yvette, and she has always helped us and always called us to see how we're doing. And I think just that little bit of a call or a little bit of a text, you know, really helps. And so if you can have that, that's kind of been key for us.
That's awesome. Well, man, I want to say thank you, number two, because I know that you're in the middle of a massive Dave Ramsey financial peace training session. You took time to step out. Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go and get back to it. And thank you for letting us interrupt your evening. It means a lot.
You bet, Nate. You guys have a good evening.
You too. Thanks so much. All right, guys, you heard it straight from Lance's mouth. What a powerful, powerful story. So proud of that guy and all that he's accomplished. I want to swing up to the state of Oregon to Diana. Diana, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Fantastic. I had such a great time talking to you earlier tonight. You're so bubbly and full of energy. And just being on the phone with you was inspirational, girl.
Thank you.
I was completely shocked when you said, I don't like to talk in front of crowds. So just zone in on me, and you and I'll have a conversation, and you're going to do great. But yeah, tell us a little bit about Diana. You know, what was your life before finding the challenge?
My life before the challenge, I was a legal assistant in a law firm, and then I chose to stay home as a stay-at-home mom. And my husband was a co-owner in the business, and about a year and a half ago, he sold out of his shares, and we financially were struggling. And last November, I met Brittany Gregson at an event where I was selling vinyl. I do vinyl lettering. And she was at an event, and she shared samples, and I tried them. And I thought, well, I'll try this. And so I did. And at the moment, it wasn't the right time for me. So about 4 months later, it was in March, I was also talk to her again about the challenge, and she offered me another sample, and so I said, sure, I'll do it. And so I tried a sample again, and I loved them. I was so excited that I finally found something that tasted good and that agreed with my stomach. So I struggle with a lot of different things. I have celiac disease, and I also have a soy allergy, and so a lot of different things don't agree with me. So I felt really blessed to have that introduced to me at the time that it was perfect timing for me then. And so I've had a lot of struggles with also some aches and pains. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I was trying to work out and just wasn't giving it my best. I didn't have my best energy, and so I was able to incorporate that also in my life. And I have lost quite a substantial amount of weight, and I'm blown away that I've been able to reach the goals beyond what I ever expected. So I'm a stay-at-home mom still, and I get to also promote the challenge, and I feel really privileged.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So now you have celiacs. Tell everybody on the phone who's not familiar with celiacs what that is.
It is a gluten allergy. You basically are very limited to what you can eat. Any form of gluten, which is in everything, basically any processed foods. You make things mostly from scratch, use special flours and things like that. And it's just something that just can really affect. You don't have the feelers on your intestines. They don't digest, don't process like gluten and wheat and stuff like that. So
okay.
That's kind of the best way to explain it. But it causes you to be bloated and extreme, you know, pain and different issues like that. So
yeah, I know that there's a growing number of people that they're finding out that have celiacs, but those that aren't familiar with it don't know what it is. Another thing that you said that I found very interesting was that you're allergic to soy. And
yes.
I think that that's very interesting because I have noticed that there are other people who are typically allergic to soy. But even though our product has a little bit of soy in it, with it being non-genetically modified and it being
mm-hmm.
strictly organic and not a lot of it, there are a tremendous amount of people who are maybe they have soy allergies that are doing great with the shakes, and it sounds like it's working fine for you.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Fantastic. If you don't mind, tell me a little bit about how this has affected your rheumatoid arthritis. Have you noticed any difference there?
Tremendous results, actually. It was about day 11 for me. I woke up, and I just got out of bed, and I thought, man, I feel great. I can't believe this. And I got up and I started cleaning my house and I felt good and I took a shower and I was getting the kids ready and we were going to the park and it was just a great day. And I felt like, man, I feel like I have my life back. And, you know, myself doesn't make those claims, but nutrition is key. And there's so much nutrition in Visalus and it's changed my life. So.
Wow. If you don't mind, before
yeah.
we go, will you tell us what your weight loss journey has been? How much have you lost so far?
I started at 223. I was a size 38, and I am actually down a total of 79 pounds. I weigh 144, and I'm in a size 8. And,
wow.
I started March 31st. Yeah, it's incredible. My husband is so supportive. He's actually also doing the challenge with me. We were so skeptic when we started. We thought there's no way this product's going to do anything for anybody. And, boy, we're eating our words. It's incredible. And we love sharing it with anyone and everyone that's open to it. So we don't want to be selfish.
Wow.
We want to share the challenge.
Absolutely. Guys, I hope that you're listening to these stories. I mean, these are the things that we run into. People with celiacs, people with soy allergies, people with arthritis, people who are skeptical. You know, here we've got Diana that's lost 79 pounds. Now she's down to a size 8, you guys, just since March the 31st. Unbelievable. And your husband is on the challenge with you now, too. You've made a believer out of him.
Yep. Yep, we both are. We both are. He shares the challenge on his job. It's incredible.
And you know what? I've got to tell you this. This is one of the cutest things that has ever happened to me during a call. I just actually had a Facebook instant message pop up from Tiffany Babb who says, "And Diana looks great."
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're getting some love out there, girl. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for taking time to hop on the call tonight. I'm so proud of your challenge, the weight that you've lost, getting down to that size 8. Your friends obviously are noticing, you know, thinking that you're looking fantastic. And just the besides the weight, the health results that you're getting with celiacs and with especially with that rheumatoid arthritis, that's got to be a major game changer for you to actually feel good in the morning when you get up.
Yeah, it is. I feel like a totally different person. And I just thank God for this gift. I thank God for having Brittany Gregson in my life that introduced it to me, that she wasn't afraid to share it with me. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's a fantastic gal. Well, awesome. Thanks,
yeah.
Diana, so much for hopping on the call tonight. I really appreciate it. And keep promoting that challenge, girl. People need you.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, we're going to shift gears, guys, and go over to the state of Ohio. And we've got a very special guest on the call tonight. And I want every one of you, if you will, get in front of Facebook right now and go to either my wall. You can go to my wall, Nate Ridgway, facebook.com/Nate Ridgway, or you can also go to the Freedom Force team page. And there is a blog that I have actually put a link up for Mr. Christopher Lorry up in the state of Ohio. He's brand new to us, and we're going to hear a little bit about his story tonight. Christopher, are you on the call with me?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic, man. I can hear you loud and clear. Thanks so much for hopping on board with us. Tell us a little bit about you prior to the challenge.
Well, I'm 36 years old. I'm, you know, I was raised in Ohio all my life. I come from a family of athletes. I have a younger brother and a younger sister who were both really active throughout. Since we were little kids, we were all really active, you know, baseball, basketball, soccer, track. With me, you know, they continued to do those things on through high school. With me, when I got to be about, I don't know, you know, 8 or 9 years old, I started getting really interested in the martial arts. And I started training, and I never stopped training. I loved it. You know, it was my thing. So we were all really athletically active. About the time I was just about to hit puberty, I want to say I was 11 or 12, I started gaining weight. And I mean, we were all eating the same food, but I kept gaining weight. And a lot of people at the time, you know, parents and neighbors and things told me it was probably just me hitting adolescence, and sometimes boys kind of have to grow into their belly. And but it never stopped. And by the time I was in college, I was morbidly obese, and this is, you know, just still training. I mean, I kept up my training. I just, for some reason, couldn't lose weight. And just this past, I want to say it was in 2003, I was diagnosed with metabolic syndrome. They were calling it Syndrome X at the time, where apparently some people are genetically predisposed, and I don't think you have to be to develop this condition. You can do it with eating habits. And, you know, like I say on my blog, I'm not copping out here. As I was gaining weight, I was getting more and more depressed, and I was building really bad eating habits. I became a binge eater before I was out of high school, where I skip breakfast, skip lunch, and just, you know, just pig out on dinner. Just wait till I can be alone with a huge meal, you know. And, you know, they diagnosed me with severe insulin resistance back in, I think, 2003. Recently, about 2 years ago, might have been 3 years ago, it was in 2009, they revised my diagnosis, and they told me that I have a particular type of insulin resistance syndrome where your insulin levels keep getting higher and higher. And what insulin resistance is it's kind of related to diabetes, but it's kind of the exact opposite of diabetes. Whereas a diabetic doesn't produce enough insulin, an insulin-resistant person produces too much, in my case, way too much. But the result is the same. You get really heavy and you can't lose it. Insulin tells your body to store what you're eating as fat. It tells your body not to release energy or adipose from your fat cells. And it also makes you hungry. And the higher your insulin levels, the more severe all of those things are. And the one thing that your body doesn't do when you're insulin resistant is it doesn't get the message to stop producing insulin. So your levels just keep jumping up. I was told that if I couldn't find a way to get my weight down, because insulin resistance kind of starts when you're a teenager. If I can get my weight down to normal as an adult, there's a really good chance that I just won't be insulin resistant anymore. But I was told in 2009, if that didn't happen, if I couldn't find a way to get my weight down, I was going to be dead within 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was not good news to hear. I mean, that was really hard to deal with. I talked to a bunch of doctors. It was. It's kind of like you're in a car accident that doesn't end, you know. I was right about to get married when I got that news. My wife, or my fiance at the time, and I were both just really trying to come to grips with that. You know, we were just two kids about to get married, and here we're looking at something we were hoping not to have to think about for at least 40 years. So I talked to a bunch of doctors. They told me, well, at your weight, you've got to get bariatric surgery. You're just going to have to get your stomach stapled. So I pursued that. I went to the Cleveland Clinic. They have a really good bariatric program. And I also went and did a consultation at Summa Bariatric in Akron, which is a little closer to where I live. They both told me the same thing. They said, we're sorry, but due to safety concerns, you're too heavy. What we're going to have to do is you're going to have to lose 150 pounds before we can even operate on you. And my thought was, if I could lose 150 pounds, what would I need you for? You know, I hope everybody will bear with me because I'm dealing with a sore throat this week. So I'm sorry if I'm not, is my voice loud enough? Can you hear me?
Absolutely, man. We can hear you great.
Okay. But anyway, my doctor was screaming at me to stop working. I was working as an insurance agent, so I was walking constantly, and I was destroying my joints doing it. And a couple of years ago, I had to stop training. Finally, I just got too heavy. I couldn't do it anymore. So I've kind of lost that. Shortly after, my wife and I were married in 2006, but in 2009, my wife told me that she had met somebody else and she was leaving.
Wow.
I've been all around my mind on this, and I do not hold it against her. I don't blame her. It's terrible, but like I said, we were both pretty much devastated by what was happening, you know, and I gave up, you know. I said, okay, well, she's pretty much the only reason I was fighting, you know, to change my life anyway, so whatever, you know. And I became really depressed. I had left work. We had moved in with her father, my father-in-law, to save money on rent and utilities so we could save up for some kind of medical weight loss help for me. And so she left. Now, what am I going to keep living with my ex-father-in-law? You know, so I had to get out of there, and I was homeless for a little while. I went to Social Security and Medicaid and tried to get food stamps and everything. I kept getting denied. I was denied for income assistance for 2 years. They put me they denied me five times, which if you're denied for a fifth time, then you have to apply for a court date. And the whole time what killed me was they were saying, well, this is just procedural. It was like they were saying, we know you're disabled. We're just not going to help you. And
wow.
So I had to get work, even though I wasn't supposed to be working. I got work doing customer service calls for an outsourcing company that did customer service for Sirius Satellite Radio, and we did fundraising for Special Olympics and Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And it was killing me. I mean, I was driving so far that I was just paying my gas was almost half my paycheck. And it was, this charitable organization here in Kent called Kevin Coleman, they got me into a rent-controlled apartment, so I had a roof over my head. And just last year, early summer of 2011, my depression was just at a fever pitch. I was working double shifts, like 3-4 days in a row, just to keep food on the table and to keep making rent and having my utilities paid. And I became suicidal. I was sitting at my desk, and I just said, you know what? It was the first of three double shift days. The place was packed full of people. I was being yelled at by customers, you know, one after another, and I said, you know what, and the day before that I had gotten my fifth and final denial from Social Security. So I decided very clearly in my mind, I'm going to take the elevator up to the roof and I'm going to jump off. And I stood up and I started to walk, and all of a sudden I panicked. I realized what I was doing, and I freaked out, and I ended up checking myself into the hospital for a while. And I just, after that, decided, stop pushing yourself so hard, stop suffering so much, just ride this out. Yeah, it's probably not going to work, but just ride it out. And if I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, but I'm tired of feeling this way. And that's kind of been where I've been at for the last year.
Wow.
And then last month, my cousin, Scott, he and his wife, Sarah, Scott and Sarah Davis, who've been promoting the challenge, he was up in town for a funeral, and he came by to see me, and he told me, you know, look, I know what you've been going through, and I know, you know, you're having this trouble, and I had said at Christmas or Thanksgiving a couple years ago that I was looking for help. And he said he felt bad because he didn't have a way to help me, but now he had something that he really thought could help me. So he got me started on the program, and I followed it exactly. I'm not going to say I was perfect. I mean, I did slip. But the long and short of it is they were in town again 3.5-4 weeks later, just this past week for Thanksgiving, and took me up to the hospital out here where they have a scale that goes up to 1,000 pounds, so I can use that one. And I found out I'd lost 35 pounds in the last 4 weeks.
Wow.
So that's when I decided, yeah, it works. And I was. I was very skeptical. I thought, okay, this is one in the list of millions of fad diets that come out every year. I've tried a lot of those. They never work for me. They never do anything. So I tried it because I could see that Scott really believed it, and he wanted to help. So I thought, what the hell? I'll try. And I tried, and it worked. And now that I've seen that it worked, you know, that it does work, and I got to say, it wasn't hard. And that's the thing that's so, like when Lance was talking earlier, he said, you know, the sheer variety of different shakes that you can mix together, it never becomes a grind. It never becomes so routine that you're just sick to death of it. And I was telling Scott and Sarah the other day, I cannot account at all for why these damn things taste so good. They don't taste like anything that, they taste like something I shouldn't be having if I'm trying to lose weight. You know, but they're good, and so I've been doing it, and yeah, I mean, I was losing more than a pound a day for 4 weeks, and I decided, okay, this works, so I'm going to do it. And I started my challenge just a couple days ago, and it's been going great. You know, I feel better the last couple weeks. I mean, aside from having this cold, I feel clear. You know, I feel like I wake up and I feel awake. I don't just feel like I have my eyes open, you know.
Wow.
It's been really, really positive for me.
If you don't, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy. No, go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you weren't.
Okay. If you don't mind sharing with us, you know, where are you in your journey now? And as far as your weight, and what is your goal over the next 90 days?
Okay. Well, before this challenge period, when I initially started, I weighed 650 pounds.
Wow.
I've got some pictures up on my blog that Sarah took, and I have a picture that's actually 3 years old where I'm not much smaller that's up there. So I lost 35 pounds. So this past week, I was down to 615. My goal for the next 90 days is to lose another 100 pounds between now and March.
Wow. Wow.
So
100 pounds in 90 days.
Yeah.
And
which
you
going
lost 35
by how much
pounds.
I've lost. Yeah, if I just go by how much I've lost in the last 4 weeks, I should come in over that goal. You know, I should lose a little more than 100. But I'm committed to just work the program. And like I said, I was a binge eater, so I didn't eat breakfast or lunch. I just ate a huge unhealthy dinner. Well, now I'm eating a small healthy dinner, and I'm having a shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, and a couple healthy snacks in between. So I'm actually, over the course of a typical day, I feel like I'm eating more. You know, and by doing that, I get to the evening meal, I get to dinner, and I'm not really very hungry for something bad. You know, it's like my body's been metabolizing all day, and so I think I can do this. You know, I know I can do this. And what's important to me now is, you know, aside from saving my life, I know there are a lot of people out there who are looking too. You know, that I want to help as many people as I can, and I want as many people as possible to help me. You know. It's like, you know, there are strength in numbers, and having people pulling for you and just putting yourself out there and being completely vulnerable and saying, look, this is me. This is where I've gotten to in my life. Nobody has yet laughed. You know, it's kind of funny because I've dealt with that all my life. Whenever I'm out in public, I hear somebody say something. But just going online and saying, here's me, here's my story, it's been nothing but positivity. So.
Well, I can tell you this, you're already getting a whole lot of love in the Freedom Force group. I posted, guys, everybody that's on the call, I posted Christopher's blog link on there. It's mineversusmountain2.blogspot.com, but you should be able to just go in the Freedom Force group or even on my personal wall. And what I want you guys to do is, number one, I want you to share that link on your walls. I want us to stand in the gap with Christopher to drive him some traffic to his blog and to get him some readership. So, number one, I want everybody, post that blog on your wall and say, guys, you've got to check out this blog, and put that blog on your Facebook wall. The next thing that I want you to do is make sure that you're following his blog. Make sure that you friend request him. You can go right into the Facebook group there, and you can click on, you know, his profile picture and be able to request him as a friend. But make sure you're following his blog. And, you know, you said it. We've all got to have support, every single one of us. And, you know, we want to be a part of your journey and to see you inspire literally thousands and even tens of thousands of people across this country. And I want to see you standing on that stage as a Body by Vi champion, you know, winning the whole thing, getting the $10,000 shopping spree. But more than all of the gifts and all the trips and the accolades and all that stuff that you could win, to be able to be a beacon of hope and a light to the people out there who you know need this product, and many that people that you've not even met yet, but that you're going to inspire, and they're going to find you and reach out to you, and you're going to be able to connect with them and to challenge them towards their goals as well. Let me ask you one last thing before we go, because we've got a corporate call coming up in a few minutes. What's your ultimate goal? What's that ultimate big goal that you're shooting for, whether it takes a year or 18 months or whatever it is? What's Christopher's ultimate goal?
I want to hit my ideal weight. I want to – now, it's hard to tell what that is. I mean, because I know from training I have a lot of muscle, but – you know, when I moved in here, I was looking at the instructions for the refrigerator because they just installed a new one, and it said it weighed 210 pounds. And I realized that if my ideal weight's around 225, I'm carrying two of those all the time, two refrigerators. And
wow.
So I want to get down to 225, 230, wherever my ideal weight happens to be. But this works. There's no reason for me not to go all the way with it. So that's what I want to do.
Awesome. You guys, everybody that's on this call has heard of Eric Rose. Eric now has lost about 350 pounds. If he's not hit ambassador yet, he's very close to it and is inspiring so many people. And the stories that we've heard tonight, guys, you know, and many of you have stories that are listening in, it's the stories that are going to change your business. And if there's one nugget that I could give you tonight, it would be, stop trying to sell your friends and family shake mix and start sharing the power of these stories. Facts tell, but stories sell all day long, because our stories, guys, the things that we have accomplished on this Body by Vi Challenge and the things that our Freedom Force family have accomplished, those are the things that are going to reach people at a real level. When all you're doing, when you're trying to sell shake mix and trying to sell them on a business opportunity, all you're doing is attacking them on a cerebral battlefield. That's all you're doing. But when you start sharing these stories, they hit people in their heart of hearts. And that's what makes the difference each and every time, guys, I'm telling you. I am so proud of Lance, so proud of Diana, so proud of Christopher. I want to say I'm proud of myself. And I hope that every one of you on this call right now can say, you know what, I'm proud of me. And if you've not reached your goal yet, you guys, if you're not where you want to be yet, then be proud of yourself for recommitting tonight. I want you to draw the line in the sand tonight and to say, you know what, just drinking shakes is not enough. I've got to declare a specific challenge out loud to the world so that I am held accountable and that I will come into agreement with that challenge goal. And I'm going to do it starting tonight. I want every single one of you, I don't care how small it is. You know, you may be saying, Nate, my goal is not to lose a bunch of weight. You know, maybe you need to gain weight. Maybe you need to gain 10 or 15 pounds. Maybe you're trying to run a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon. You know, maybe you've decided that you're going to, you know, go get involved in MMA, and, you know, you've got a goal with that. Whatever it is, you guys, we had, I noticed that that Ryan Stayer out in San Diego has now decided to do the Dale Brown Challenge that G.J. Reynolds did. He's going to run 2 miles every single day for 90 days. Whatever your goal is, I want you to be proud of that goal, and I want you to make it public, and I want you to put it two places. Number one, as soon as we get off this call, I want you to go in the Freedom Force group, and I want you to say, I declare that my 90-day challenge is, and I want you to put that challenge out there, because here's why. There are hundreds of people on this team that are not on the call tonight. Hundreds of you made it. Hundreds did not. I want them to all of a sudden have their little red circle or whatever their little notification is that shows how many, messages that they're missing. I want it to go through the roof. So I want you to go to the Freedom Force team page, and I want you to post on there, my 90-day challenge goal is, and I want you to make it plain and spill it out. Then I want you to copy it and paste it on your personal Facebook wall. Let's get loud. Let's rise above the noise. Let's go public with our challenges, guys. Let's hold ourselves accountable. And that's going to be the thing that's going to bring other people along in the journey with us. My name is Nate Ridgway. Thanks so much to our special guest for being on this call and inspiring us tonight. You guys have talked to our hearts, man, I'm telling you. And we're so blessed to have had you. And, guys, thanks for being on the call tonight. Corporate call starting in about 10 minutes. We will see you next week. God bless everybody.